Gobble gobble! Hiya CHS and welcome to another episode of Sidekick Radio Network. I'm your host, Madison Ford. Let's get started! We've got Chase here to talk about basketball.
Hi, this is Chase Porter, staff writer.
And this is Chris Reagan, staff writer.
AKA Squirtle. And today we'll be talking to you about the basketball team, the varsity basketball team to be specific. Tuesday, the varsity basketball team played Plano East, defeating Plano East at home 60-41. Chris, what were you impressed by the team?
I was just impressed how they just really came out there to win. They lost a lot of starters last year, and they just took care of business.
Yeah, I was really shocked. We lost, I think, 9 seniors graduated last year, and I was really impressed by the leadership that the captains, Oren Oishi, Jet Rains, and Austin Mankin displayed. And then also, right off the bat, the first possession we had, Warren drove down to the net and got a penalty, which I thought was really good for the momentum of the team.
You know, it just started off the season right.
It started off with a bag. Also, impressed by sophomore Simi Sox, who is not only a large human, but he definitely displayed some experience on the court.
Simi definitely got some experience last year, and you have to keep in mind that he's only a sophomore. Just think about where this kid's going to be at in 2 years when he's a senior.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I thought that the bench players like Patrick Hemphill and Martin Caleb, and also I think junior Walter Munnings had a great show. I know they didn't. Patrick and Martin just came in for a little bit, but they definitely showed a lot of potential, and you know, definitely a lot of confidence on the court. So our team, I think, is gaining a lot of depth.
I think the team will definitely be good this year once you get those new people in, get them some experience. By the end of the season, could go for another district championship, so we'll see where that goes.
My only concern, though, when talking to Coach Chastain was that there are a lot of freshmen on the team, or a lot of underclassmen, and Coach Chastain was concerned with the amount of depth through the varsity squad and the JV squad, which I don't think they'll have a problem with, seeing that they got a lot of talent on the varsity squad that will hopefully trickle down into the other team.
I think leadership is really just going to take over and should get those kids coached up and where they need to be at.
All right, and on Friday, November 18th, the boys basketball team will play Irving MacArthur, at Irving MacArthur, which should be a well-fought battle. Hopefully the team can come out with some intensity and you know, hopefully display the confidence that we saw on Tuesday night. Christopher, your thoughts?
I just hope for another Cowboy win. I think we could go undefeated this year, so we'll just see where it's at before the Christmas break, or Thanksgiving break, my bad. See where everything goes.
Excellent. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and go Cowboys.
Thanks, Chase. And now we've got a special treat for you guys. We've got the football guys having a debate over Tony Romo.
Hi, I'm your host, Lance McCaskey, along with Coleman, Jay, and John. Today we're going to be talking about Tony Romo, and we're going to debate it around the horn style, where they each get a chance to say what they think. I choose 2 more people to debate, and then we choose a winner, and they get the spotlight time at the end. All right, so first off, we're gonna have to relate this to Coppell. So, Coleman, go. Why does it relate to Coppell?
All right, well, this really relates to Coppell because, you know, I get in this argument a lot with my friends, and they seem to be thinking, you know, that Tony Romo is actually a decent quarterback, which I actually highly disagree with. And I don't think he's a great NFL quarterback. I don't think he's a leader. And I constantly get in this argument.
Thanks, Coleman. All right, we're going to start with Loop. Loop, state your case. Is Tony Romo a good quarterback or not?
I mean, for the bulk of his career, Romo has done okay. And okay can vary upon the opponent or the other factors as well. External factors such as dating celebrities or taking week-long vacations to Mexico, which, you know. I sort of see him as a leader, but there are times when he's not. And, I mean, every NFL team needs that kind of guy. In those situations he would be a leader, the Cowboys would win more games. And I mean, I think that's what we all want as fans, is to see our team win games.
Yes, you got 3 points. Congratulations. Jay, Steelers fan, hated rival of my team, the Browns. Go.
I really don't think he's that good of a quarterback. Their record pretty much says it all. And if you look back since he's been starting, how many playoff wins do they have? How many Super Bowls do they have? Exactly, 1-0. And how many times have they made it to the playoffs? And that's not very many times either. And you look at people like my quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, and he's got 2 Super Bowl rings, more playoff appearances, and some Super Bowls appearances. He's not that bad of a quarterback. He's pretty good. Sure, he has his mistakes off the field. Yeah, he has mistakes off the field. But when he gets back on the field, he's a good quarterback. So I just don't think Romo is that good of a quarterback, and the Cowboys should maybe draft or find a new guy.
Jay, you unfortunately messed yourself up. You had 5. Then you start talking about Ben Roethlisberger's off-field opportunities, and I dropped you back down to 2 points. You're done. Okay, Coleman.
All right.
I had a better argument than John.
Well, listen here, guys.
He didn't even answer.
You might get another chance.
He didn't answer the question.
You might get another chance. Coleman might be back. Okay, go, Coleman.
All right, guys, listen. Tony Romo. Let's talk about Tony Romo. Let's talk about, first off, to know what Tony Romo is, we have to know what makes a great NFL quarterback. What makes a great NFL quarterback?
Not Vince Young.
First off, wins. You have to get wins. And playoffs wins. Not just any wins, playoff wins. He just has one. Now, you have to be a leader. Now, the thing is a leader a guy that goes to Mexico, really, before a playoff game, right after a playoff game, whenever it was, when the team is hurting? No, it's not. You know, I know this is a bad time because to make this argument, because they won a lot against the Bills. But you can't be so quick to forget all the weeks before and all the stars, the rise of DeMarco Murray and others. Let's also just focus on just, I know that he has great stats, but I think he has 0 intangibles. You know, he's not a leader at all. And you never see him on the sideline really getting the guys up or saying, come on, we gotta go. You never see him just get fired up, really. And I just think you gotta get some wins, and you gotta have the intangibles, and I don't see that. So there you go.
Coleman comes in with a whopping 4 points. Jay, sorry.
John didn't even answer the question.
He's been placed on mute.
He did not answer the question.
He cannot talk anymore. Okay. John, round 2. Go.
Coleman's gonna win.
I mean, I've sort of pretty much already said what I need to say.
I don't know what else there is to say. Just go ahead and give the win to Coleman, it's fine.
John,
way to make it a debate here, John.
You got 2 points. Coleman already has 4 points, so Coleman, you win.
You could have just brought me into this debate if that was the case.
Okay. Jay, do you want to take John's spot since he forfeits?
Sure. Okay, Jay, go. As my competitor Coleman said, he did have a good win against the Bills, and he's had a good couple of wins lately, but you look at the beginning of the season and they couldn't pull anything together, and Romo just always seems to be hurt. And I feel like that should be a deduction of points right there. Because
I think he actually gets points for that.
How does he get points for that?
He's at 5 now. You better look out. You've only got 3.
This is cheap.
Okay, I'll take my final turn. We'll look at the quarterbacks. Look, Ben Roethlisberger, no offense, buddy, but he doesn't have a great stats, and I think we all know that.
You can't deny the rings, though.
I mean, but yes, the point is you can't deny the rings. He has the rings. He gets it done. Let's look at Peyton Manning. Basically runs that thing. Without him, they're nowhere. Peyton Manning was the leader on that team, you know. He knew the offense. He knew the plays, and he would yell at people when they need to be yelled at. And you saw him constantly fired up. I just don't see that. I just don't see that in Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Coleman, you win.
Yes.
Hands down.
Jay.
FaceTime.
Jay and John, you are bad at life. Okay, Coleman.
Hey, you're mean and your team is bad at life.
Coleman, you go.
Colt McCoy.
Spotlight, go.
All right. I'm just going to have to say, make one final prediction. I don't think the Cowboys will ever win a Super Bowl as long as Tony Romo is their starting quarterback. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Coleman. Thank you for listening to our little Around the Horn type podcast.
Thanks for the insight, guys. Well, that just about wraps up another episode of Sidekick Radio Network. Have a festive Thanksgiving break. We need to do that.